Today we are at United Orthodox Synagogues. It is October the 9th, and we are at our Shabbat study group. And today's topic is really part two of last week. So for those keeping score at home, you may want to listen to last week's recording, which was on Kiddush B'Makom Suda, saying Kiddush where we eat. But tonight we are going to discuss the requirement of what the requirement is in terms of drinking the Kiddush wine. Okay? And what is the best way to distribute the Kiddush wine. So, as has been our practice all this time, we're using the book Penine Halacha by Rabbi Eliezer Melamed, and we are in the section on Shabbat, number 7, Zayin, Chalukat Hayayin L'chol HaMesubim, distributing the wine to all of those who are eating, or those who are dining, I would say. Okay. Kedei l'kayem et mitzvat ha-kiddush, tarich ha-mekadesh, o echad me-ha-shomim, l'shtot malei lugmav yayin. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, either the person saying Kiddush or one of those who are there listening to Kiddush need to drink a malei lugmav, which we described last week as being a cheekful of wine. Vishar Hashomim, and everyone else, Yotzin Bazei Dechovat HaKiddush Af Shelo Shatu Ba'atzmam Min Hayayin, even if they didn't drink. This is, I think, a halacha that is not well known at all. I think most people assume that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, you must drink, that everyone must drink. And here we're learning that is not the case. As long as one person drinks the Kiddush, everyone else who's listening, who's around the table, has fulfilled the mitzvah. And it need not even be the one who made Kiddush. One person can make the Kiddush, and someone else could drink it, as Rav Melamed said, right? Tzarich ha-mekadesh, back on the first line, the one who made Kiddush, o echad mihashomim, or one of the people listening. U-mitzvah min ha-muvchar, shekol echad min ha-shomim yishteh min ha-yayin shel kiddush. The preferred, the best way to do the mitzvah is for everyone to drink. But, for example, let's say you have someone who's allergic to grape products, or you have grape juice and the person's a diabetic, or whatever the case may be. This is a real issue. Let's say they're an alcoholic, right? I always wondered about that maybe better if we all just always all make Kiddush on grape juice. Because we never know. Nowadays, you never know. So let's say there's an alcoholic around the table. He doesn't want to drink. So he fulfills his mitzvah by just being there. Because right, an alcoholic who's a recovering alcoholic doesn't even want to have a little taste of alcohol.
Didn't we say last week that you had the mezonah?
We're talking about now, let's say, around the Kiddush table, around your lunch table. You're going to make Kiddush, and then everyone's going to go wash and have hamotzi. So that's going to fulfill your meal.
Your
Kiddush from Makom Suda. Right. So, or mezonah. Right. But
they don't have to. They don't have to have either one. They don't have to have wine or.
No, you have to have. They have. To, everyone has to have something. The food part is on everyone. The wine part. Good clarification. Okay. Ella, here we go. Paragraph 2. Shel lechatchila tzarich lasim lev shelo limzog mikos hayayin sheshata ba hamikadesh l'shar kosiot. However, it's best to pay attention and not to pour from the cup. The Kiddush cup that the person who made Kiddush drank from to the other cups. Right? Meaning, person says Kiddush, drinks, and then he's going to pour from that cup to the other cups. Don't do that. Not because of the yucky face you're making. Mipnei shekvar lamadnu sheyayin sheshatu mimenu nikra pagum. A cup of wine that has been drank from, is that the proper word? Drank from, is now called pagum. It's incomplete. It's imperfect. Ve'eino ra'ui l'koshel bracha, and it's not suitable to be used for fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush. So even if, let's say, I've made Kiddush and you've all listened very attentively, and then I drink and then I pour, even from the other side of the cup, Lisa, so there's no gross germs. You drinking that doesn't help. Amnam kol od b'nei mishpacha shotim mikos hakiddush atzma ein hem nechshim shotim yain pagum. So if you have a family that's comfortable drinking from one cup, this used to be popular,
the person making Kiddush says Kiddush, and then the cup was passed from family member to family member, everyone taking a sip. When you sip from a cup that's been sipped from, that's not considered to be unsuitable. But when you pour from a cup that's been sipped from, that's problematic. Because the sipping from the cup is considered to be one elongated action of sipping, since everyone, you can't from the same cup. Okay? Only once you pour from the Kiddush cup, the kos acherer, to another cup, then that pouring, that wine, is considered to be damaged in some way.
Really? So I'm going to think about my process then.
We're going to go through a couple of options. Okay?
So what is it that's not good?
Once you've drank, then you pour from that cup to other cups. Okay. That's not good.
We'll wait and see if my scenario is
good.
Go ahead.
So here's a scenario. Paragraph 3. Kasher rotzim lemzog mikosa kiddush lekosot shel shahar mesubin. Let's say you want to pour from the Kiddush cup to the other cups. Tzarich losif tchila ma'at yamei habakbuk lekos. So one option is you make Kiddush, you drink, then you take the bottle of wine, pour a little into the main Kiddush cup, then you have now sort of created that cup from scratch, but it also has a lot of wine that you made Kiddush on with a little new wine. Now that wine is no longer considered pagum. It's no longer considered to be incomplete. The wine that's in the cup now has been fixed. Then you can pour out to everyone. That's scenario number one. Everyone get that? That's not a popular option. I don't see a lot of people doing that. That's one option. Next. V'yesh nohagim. Some do this. Shem mekadesh mozeg la'atzmo mikos ha'kidush l'kos acheret. Kishur Malay Mugma. This is what I do. Okay. Person makes Kiddush. Before I drink, I pour enough for me to drink into a second Kiddush cup that's there waiting for me. Umimena hu shote atayayin. I then drink from the cup that I poured into. V'kach hakosh shel hakiddush nisharet b'lo pigam. Therefore, the Kiddush cup that I have is not now a problem because no one's drank from it. And then I pour out from everyone to that. This is true. Generally speaking, I have to add some wine from the bottle into the original Kiddush because I've taken a bunch of it out so I could drink in order so that everyone can have a little sip. So far, two options. Is that what you do?
Nope.
Okay, here we go. Oh, derech tova yeshna. The third option, paragraph 4. Everyone gets a little Kiddush cup, a little cup of wine, or grape juice, whatever it is, with a little bit in it in front of them before Kiddush starts. And after they hear Kiddush, they just drink the wine. That's what we do when we have a communal meal. Everyone gets a little cup, drinks. When we do this, Ein tzorech shamekadesh yimzog lehem yayin kiyoso. The one who made Kiddush does not have to pour into each cup. Right? Because we already said that not everyone has to drink from the Kiddush one. Because the wine that they were had in front of them, even though it's only a little bit, that's they're having in mind that that's their Kiddush wine. Rabbi Lama says there are two benefits from doing it this way. One, There's no delay between the hearing the blessing and drinking the wine. All the other things require a little break because of all the pouring that has to be done. Here, it's immediate. Two, ein shemetz shel pegam yayin. The other ones, you could mess up the order, you could make a mistake, and you may have some wine that we call pagum here. It's failed. It's foolproof. Derech zo tova b'miuchad kasher mispar hashomim gadol. As I noted, this is a good idea when you have a lot of people. Or when you have people who don't want to drink from the Kiddush cup, who are not family members, or even if you have germy family members. Next paragraph. So did we get to yours yet? All right, so hold on 1 second. Before we move on, let's hear yours. But I'm going to pause it.
Okay,
we're back, and everyone here is doing the right thing, so don't worry. Okay. Next, Paragraph 5. Gam kashir shomei hakiddush einam shotim mehayayin. Even when those who heard kiddush do not drink from the wine. Alehem lishtok ad shamikadesh yishteh melo lugmav. They should not speak until the person who says kiddush has drank his cheekful. B'di'eved im dibro lefnei sheshatam alei lugmav yatsu yidei chovatam. But if they speak anyway, they have fulfilled their obligation. V'im heim rotzim lishtok mehayayin. If they want to drink, alein lishtok ad sheyishtu mehayayin. They should keep quiet until they drink. Misha shama et birkat hakiddush o havdalah v'lo shama et birkat hagafen. Let's say someone heard the blessings of kiddush and havdalah, but not the blessing of orei pri hagafen, because both of those things are made of multiple blessings. Yatsa yidei kiddush v'havdalah. They have still fulfilled their obligation. Ki rak hamekadesh tzarich sheyeh lefanav yayin. Ach hashomim yotzei gam b'lo sheshimot habrachal hayayin. All they have to hear, they fulfill their obligation. Only the one who's saying Kiddush has to have the wine in front of him. But those who are listening fulfill their obligation even without hearing the bracha of Brei Pri HaGafen. But if they want to drink, then they have to make their own bracha of Brei Pri HaGafen, because then they haven't heard the bracha. Correct. Im echad mehashomim hifsik b'dibor she'eino kashur l'kiddush v'l'suda ben habracha l'shtiyah. If one of the people listening interrupted by speaking about something not related to Kiddush or the meal between hearing the blessing and drinking, that person should say Borei Pri HaGafen. So this could happen, let's say, your kid freaks out. And you try not to talk, but you do anyway. Between the time that you've heard the Borei Pri HaGafen from whoever's saying Kiddush, and you've drunk, so fine, it's an easy fix. Just say Borei Pri HaGafen on your own. Okay? What if the person saying Kiddush spoke, but the people hearing did not? Since we generally apply the rule that when if you're in doubt whether or not to say a bracha, we are lenient. Those who have not made any interruption are allowed to drink. Again, because it was the one who made Kiddush who made the interruption, but the listeners did it, so they should just drink, and we'll have to deal with what the person who made Kiddush his ruling is. But those are the halachot regarding giving out the wine to everyone there. First of all, I think a major misunderstanding, a misnomer, is that everyone must have some Kiddush wine. That's not true. However, if you're going to have Kiddush wine, you have to make sure you have it not from a pagum source. And we went through three ways in here and one way off the record, which also works in order to make sure it's not pagum. Okay.
Yeah. Another question, though, coming back to what we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Making the Kiddush of the Shulam.
Yeah.
So it